The 33rd Saturday in Ordinary Time. Today's Gospel is from St. Luke. Some Sadducees arrived. These people claim that there is no resurrection, and they ask Jesus this question. Master, in the scripture, Moses told us, if anyone dies leaving a wife but no children, his brother must take the wife, and the child to be born will be regarded as the child of the deceased man. Now there were seven brothers. The first married a wife, but he died without children. And the second and the third took the wife. In fact, all seven died, leaving no children. Last of all, the woman died. On the day of the resurrection, to which of them will the woman be wife? For the seven had her as wife. And Jesus replied, taking husband or wife is proper to people of this world. But for those who are considered worthy of the world to come and of the resurrection from the dead, there is no more marriage. Besides, they cannot die, for they are like the angels. They too are sons and daughters of God, because they are born of the resurrection. Yes, the dead will be raised, and even Moses implied it in the passage about the burning bush, where he calls the Lord the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. For he is God of the living and not of the dead. And for him all are alive. Some teachers of the law then agreed with Jesus, Master, you have spoken well. They didn't dare to ask him anything else. The commentary today is from Father Ramon Cortes y Blay from Barcelona in Catalonia, in Spain. Today, God's word deals with the outstanding matter of the resurrection from the dead. It is peculiar that, as the Sadducees did, to keep on asking useless and pointless questions. We try to explain the substance of afterlife with our worldly criteria, when in the world to come everything is different. But for those who are considered worthy of the world to come and of the resurrection from the dead, there is no marriage. Setting out with the wrong criteria leads you to the wrong conclusions. Should we love each other more and better, we would not be surprised to see that in heaven there is not the exclusive kind of love we have down here. Normal for us because of our limited intelligence and ability, but which makes it very difficult for us to get out of the closest circles that we're closed in. In heaven, we shall all love each other with a pure heart, without any feelings of envy or distrust, and not only husband and wife, our children or those of our own blood, but everybody without exception of language, country, race or culture. For as St. Paulinus of Nola says, true love attains great strength. These words of the scripture come from Jesus' lips and are very useful for us to hear. They indeed are, for it could happen to us that in the maelstrom of our daily chores, we do not allow us any time to think, and influenced by a cultural environment that denies eternal life, we should be doubtful with regards to the resurrection of the dead. Yes, it is very good that the same Lord tells us there will be a future beyond the destruction of our body and of this passing world. Yes, the dead will be raised, and even Moses implied it in the passage about the burning bush, where he calls the Lord the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. For he is the God of the living and not of the dead, and for him all are alive.